to the Arizona portion of the Sandlot Show, brought to you by Deer Valley Credit Union, Arizona Baseball Network, Sandlot Baseball Academies, and Victory Lane Sports Park. Also later in the show, the Santisi Brothers Pizzeria and Sports Grill trivia question will come up, so listen in for that. We've got some great guests lined up for you this week, so sit back and listen in.
Hi, I'm Don Pro with the 12U Desert Cat Baseball Club, and I love listening to the Sandlot Radio Show.
Hi, we're at Packard Stadium. We're with Arizona State Assistant Coach Tim Esme. Tim, thanks for coming on the show. Your background, I know you were a very good player at Horizon High School and played at ASU and later moved on to coaching. I think you coached for Coach Brock for a while.
That's correct.
And then head coached at Utah and then back to ASU.
Yes.
What I wanted to talk to you today about was club ball. A lot of our listeners are going to be in the club ball community, and there's a lot of good programs out there, and a lot of kids are getting to play a lot more serious baseball for a longer period of time. Is your son Cooper play?
Yes, Cooper plays with a team out of Scottsdale, the Sun Devils. So
that's appropriate.
Yeah, it's very appropriate. Well, the guy, Scott Benefield, who runs the program, is a diehard Sun Devil fan, and so that was set up even before Coop even got involved, so it's been a great experience.
Well, that's a good fit. And the club ball, what are you just a dad and watch, or do you get involved?
I really do just want to be a dad. I want Cooper to get used to being around good people and playing for other people and understanding everybody has different ways of doing things, so I really have just tried to just enjoy it and come out and just be a dad and watch Coop play and enjoy. It's actually more relaxing because then I don't have to worry about the outcome. I don't have to worry about who's doing what. It's kind of more true baseball for me.
Well, that's cool. That's great. Just regarding club ball, I know you handle a lot of the recruiting for Arizona State, and then just in your history of being involved with college baseball, what's your opinion of this club ball stuff going where kids are playing year-round? And, are you seeing or have you noticed, a progression and basically an impact out there, the type of talent that's available for you to look at? And, if you just want to comment on that, we'd love to hear that.
I've been in college baseball now 20-some years, and the progression that club ball has taken has been amazing. It wasn't. When I first got into this thing, coaching college baseball, it wasn't you didn't see that. It was Little League and all that. And being in Utah, Utah started really is really involved. And their club baseball is incredible because of the weather. So they play a lot during the summer. So the club ball scene has definitely changed the landscape of even college baseball, because now the kids that we're starting to recruit now have had that opportunity to grow up through the club ball situation. And club ball, just to me, just watching it and watching the progression, it's just more of baseball. The kids are taught how to lead off at an earlier age. They're taught, how to hold runners. They're taught some things that they didn't necessarily get, you didn't used to get.
Yeah,
and the more baseball they play, the more, baseball is a playing game. It's hand-eye coordination. So the more you play, the more you experience, the more there's things that they understand. So without a doubt, club ball has become a major impact. We don't just recruit high school coaches or talk to the high school teams anymore. We talk to their club ball team coaches now too, because those kids might even spend more time with those guys than they do with their high school teams.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of freshman kids. It seems to be more of a benefit to get back into club ball for the summer and in the fall until the teams get back together at school. But club ball's definitely having an impact, and it's growing everywhere. On the Sandlot Show, we call it the Sandlot because we like to get to our guests and find out a little bit about your younger years. Did you grow up here in Phoenix?
Yeah, I grew up in Arizona.
Okay. Well, what we'd like to find out is, when you were younger and you guys had to go play some ball somewhere, make up a game or whatever, what was some of your Sandlot?
We played this game where it only took four guys. It was two-on-two. We go to the Little League Park, and we get out a bat, and you could only hit it, to the second base, to third base side. You couldn't hit it to the right side, or some days we might say you can only hit it to, but you'd have a shortstop and an outfielder. You would pitch to your own guy. There'd be no running involved, and if it was hit by the shortstop on the ground, it was a base hit. If it got by the outfielder, it was a triple. If you hit it over their head, so we used to play for hours, just two on two. with a regular bat at this Little League park, and we'd play until, you know, we couldn't take the heat anymore, and then we'd go, somebody had a pool, we'd go home and swim, and then we'd end up playing pool baseball. So it was like that. We played baseball all day long, and it was great because there was no expectations. You know, you didn't have coaches, you didn't have parents, you didn't, nobody was telling you what the score needed to be or how you had to play. It was just the trueness of just playing, and playing as long as you wanted to play.
True baseball, that's cool. Yeah, I grew up out here too, and we, same stuff, pool ball and all that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Coach, I really appreciate you being on the show, and you guys got UCLA coming up this weekend, and you guys had a great start, and you're right in the thick of things of the Pac-10
yeah,
race.
Yeah, it's just, it really is now getting to that point where this is the fun part, because now every weekend, you know, it's so bunched up that every game's important now to try and place yourself in a good position for postseason.
Okay, well, again, appreciate you being on the show, and good luck.
Thank you. I'm Tim Esme, assistant head baseball coach at Arizona State University, and I listen to The Sandlot.
Hey, it's time for the Santisi Brothers trivia question. Just go to the Victory Lane website, find the Sandlot logo, click on it, and be ready to insert your answer. We've got Blake DeVoe with 11U Gauchos. How you doing today, Blake?
Good.
He's going to read the question for us today, so be ready to answer. Here we go.
What former D-back player had the most hits during the 1990s?
All right, the question was, what former D-backs player had the most hits during the 1990s? Go to the website and put in your answer. Blake, thanks for helping us today. What are you guys doing this summer? Playing ball.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Blake.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm Tom Lemke from Northwest Christian High School, and I listen to The Sandlot.
We're here on The Sandlot this week with Coach Donnie Young from Gila Bend High School. Coach, you had an unbelievable year this year out there.
We did. It was a great year. You're 23-4-1, excuse me, and we had a great year. We got a bunch of young kids, a bunch of great kids.
And you got to the state finals, and I don't think the school's history, I don't know how old the school is, but it was just a major achievement for the school and the city area, right?
It was a big achievement for the school. It's been about somewhere between 80 and 90 years, and not a single sport's ever made it to the finals of anything for the state. And it's a great thing for our community. We had a ton of people come out to the games. It was really, really neat. Great for the kids, great for the community.
That's a great story. And you got the Small Schools Coach of the Year Award, which a lot of guys around in your division and other divisions had good years, but they didn't get that award. So that shows a lot about the job you did this year.
I guess it does. I do it because I love it, and that's what it takes. If anymore, if you're going to be in coaching and be around it all the time, you have to love it. You definitely aren't in it for the money. There's no way. Matter of fact, you don't hardly make anything, but that is not the point at all. It's all about the kids. It's all about teaching them to be better young men, and we really try to adapt baseball to life so that once they leave high school, they have something that they can understand that when there's two outs and I get a curveball and I need a base hit for my team, it's no different than if you have a relationship with your parents, your girlfriend, or school, or a job. You got to get the job done, and you're expected to get the job done, and that's, we really try to adapt things like that.
Nope, that's a great focus for the kids. And then you get to spend some time with your boys. You got your son LD's there. He's what, going to be a junior?
He'll be a junior next year.
And you got AJ, who's coming up the ranks. What, going to be a freshman next year?
He'll be a freshman next year. We have, we lost one senior starter, and we started six sophomores this year on varsity, so we should be pretty strong the next 2, 3, 4 years, and hopefully the younger kids keep working hard to get that part of the town that used to be there back.
Yeah.
We were always known as a baseball town, and it kind of went away for a while, but it's coming back. Having a great time.
Great. Now, AJ's sitting right here. How you doing, AJ?
Pretty good.
Are you ready to go to Gila Bend next year?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Make a difference and keep that going?
Yeah, it's going to be fun, pretty much, because I practice with them most of the time.
So you know all the kids?
Yeah.
Ready to go. Great. Now, Donnie, you've got the All-Star Baseball Academy, the 14U team that you coach, and I kind of coach against you, so we see each other a lot. You guys have a great program over there. What are you guys doing this summer? What's the plans?
Well, we're playing in Sandy Koufax League. We're going to play about 20 games against different high schools around the valley, and we have the USSSA coming up, the World Series and Super Series, World Series, and then we're going to Steamboat Springs this summer to play in that. And pretty long summer, but should be great. Kids will get to play a lot of games, get a lot of effort in, and I also have my my other boy, 16-year-old, he plays on the 16-year-old team, and I also help with that. So spread a little thin, but that's what it's all about. They're only kids for so long, so take advantage of it as much as I can.
It's baseball, right?
You bet.
Well, on the Sandlot Show, we like to kind of go back to younger years to see what you did when you were a kid, where you grew up, what you and your buddies did, what your Sandlots were. So, like, where'd you grow up, Donnie?
I grew up in Cave Creek, and at the time in Cave Creek, they didn't have a high school. They now have Cactus High School, but I had the choice of Chaparral, Saguaro, or Paradise Valley to go to high school, and I was at a baseball camp at Apollo High School when I was in eighth grade, and there was a gentleman there by the name of Jerry Dawson, and I really didn't know where I was going to go to high school, and he happened to be there, and I met him, and he introduced himself to me, asked me where I was going to school, and had no idea, being over in the West Valley, that he was talking to somebody that would end up going to Chaparral, and that's where I went and played high school, and he's still there. Can't say enough for the program. He's mellowed out a little bit over the years, but I guess a lot of people have said that, but great guy. I learned many, many things from him, and it was just a pleasure going to high school there, and then I got a chance to go play college baseball, and we ended up going to the College World Series, and I had a pretty good ball player on our team by the name Kurt Schilling.
He
threw pretty well.
Yeah, he did.
Then I signed a free agent contract with the Oakland A's, and that didn't work out so well. I ended up having 3 arm surgeries, and then got into coaching. My wife got me in after I was miserably depressed because I couldn't play anymore, and she signed me up for Little League up in Cave Creek, and she told me that the day before my first practice that you were coaching Little League, and I said, oh, thank you very much, and it was the best thing she ever did for me. Can't say enough for that.
Here we are today, right?
Yep.
So, AJ, where do you and your buddies go play ball? Where do you make up field at?
Basically at the Gila Bend Town Park. That was where we, like, played Little League. That was real big in Gila Bend. I was actually the first one to hit a home run in Gila Bend, and now it's in the Museum of Gila Bend.
Nice.
So it's pretty nice.
Cool. You guys, so you use baseballs and get after it?
Yeah.
Any wiffle ball or any other games?
No, not much, because it's a pretty big field, so we have some Indian. Yeah, we made up our own game, Indian ball, where you play half of the field and you only run to first to home, and you like, or you go to the other opposite field and you just run third to first.
Nice. Well, guys, appreciate you coming on the Sandlot this week, and hope you listen to the show. We'll see you out there at all the baseball tournaments and things that we run into all the time. So thanks again.
You bet. Appreciate the opportunity. And one thing I always express to our kids is 2 things, and don't be afraid to be good. Always don't be afraid to be good, and always give 110%.
AJ?
Yeah, I'll tune in and listen to it a little bit.
All right. Thanks, guys, for being on the show.
Thanks, Mike.
Hi, I'm Pat Murphy, head baseball coach at Arizona State, and I'm proud to say I listen to the Sandlot Show.
Thanks for listening into the show this week. Hope you enjoyed our guests. For you baseball teams, don't forget about the June 28th All-Night Wood Bat Tournament at Victory Lane Sports Park. To see details on that, just go to our website, which is playvictorylane.com. Have a good week, everybody, and we'll see you on the show next Saturday.